So, the party has arrived in the Fenwall Mountains of Jerisia and found their way to the cabin of Kelkhamides, a veteran pathfinder who has encountered some personal difficulties of late. It is just sundown when you arrive. If you knock on the door, a female voice will tell you to come in. Inside the cabin, you find Venture Captain Sheila Hydemarsh. She glances out the window as the last wisps of twilight fade over the Fenwall Mountains.
Are we in our social or vigilante identity?
An excellent question. What do you think?
Probably vigilante.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to be vigilante. How about you?
He's vigilante, I'm vigilante.
Okay.
I'm just the chronicler, just passing along to my social identity.
Okay.
With a very big backpack, filled with books.
Crazy mage.
Books.
Okay. Andrew, you're going to be social or vigilante?
We were given this mission as our social structure, right?
I didn't specify.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a mechanical difficulty of the class, is that in a something like this where you are known to other people, are they hiring you under one identity? Which identity is it? It's a little awkward that way.
I'll take the stance of being hired under my social.
Okay.
How about we determine this now? How about we just say we all know about our vigilante identities?
No.
Or should...
We don't have to.
No.
Okay. Well, I imagine, just for the sake of it, I'm pretty sure I would say you guys would know about my vigilante identity, because, yeah, I think that would probably be easiest, because I don't want to just be like, okay, I'm going to go pass out in a tavern, a heavily armored man with a trident comes along, you're like, hey, can I join you, man? I think it would just be easier for all of us just to be like, yeah, you guys know.
I'm going to be in my social form.
And Kib the Kobold?
I will definitely be in my vigilante.
Ghost Dragon. Okay. All right. So, turning from the side of the Fenwall Mountains, she runs her hand along the rustic cabin's wall and stands beside an occupied wooden bed before addressing you. This, the Venture Captain says, gesturing to the man thrashing around violently, straining against the bonds that latch him securely to the bed, is our colleague Kelkhamides. And here is a picture of Kelkhamides. Every night, for several weeks now, he has fallen into a deep slumber and tried to sleepwalk right out of his cottage. If not restrained, he marches straight north, eventually falling off a cliff or into a bog, as if trying to get himself killed in an attempt to reach an unknown goal. As though he were expressing disagreement, the man tied to the bed suddenly begins pumping his limbs even harder at the violent spasms threatening to smash the bed into splinters. There are those who have recently criticized the Pathfinders for our indifference to the plight of our fellow field agents. It's time to show that's not true. I want you to help Kelkhamides, whether he wants it or not. Several of our best spellcasters have attempted an extensive list of magical cures, but whatever sleepwalking curse or effect he's under tenaciously resists our efforts. All we can do is keep him safe. Hydemarsh pats him with a degree of professional affection, and Kelkhamides rewards her by trying to swat her with his head. Kalkamides' friends are at their wits' end, so we are not going to attempt... So we are going to attempt the only thing that we have not tried. We're going to let him go. That's where you come in. I want you to follow him and keep him safe and in one piece. Let him get to wherever his addled brain thinks he needs to go so badly. Maybe, if he gets there... you can find a way to help him. Maybe you can determine who or what did this to him and find a way to undo it. Hydemarsh pulls out a serrated knife. Now, before I cut him free, does anyone have any questions or last-minute preparations?
So were you the one that asked us to come?
I would like a diplomacy check, please.
Diplomacy plus 12. 21.
Okay. yes. Yes, I was. Successful completed your mission. Yes.
Seriously?
Were you the one that said it? Yes, I was. Wow, that was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Yep. Took a DC 21 diplomacy check, so there you go.
You're like, alright, see you guys.
Bye.
Peace out, yo.
Hand of the Reaper gone.
All right. Other questions?
Are there any... any... Okay, I am terribly sorry. What threats? Like, have there been any orc menaces recently? Have there been any goblin sightings? Is there any dangers in the general direction where we're heading?
Well, aside from natural hazards, I haven't heard of any particular difficulties in the area.
All right. And are there any, like, villages, towns to the north that are kind of on his way there?
No. His path leads directly into the mountains.
Hmm. Have there ever been any rumors of people going missing in this region to the north? Strange occurrences, anything?
Well, we're in Varisia, so...
It's a wild area.
Yeah.
People sometimes go missing, unfortunately.
Any significant ones to note of late?
Not especially.
Hmm.
Okay. That I know of.
Well,
I'm going with
my final question is...
What's that?
I was wondering if you did something like a rape.
When did this start occurring?
Well,
I'm assuming you've already investigated like the events surrounding his initial fall into this curse.
He's been this way for several weeks now. You can just look at him. He's in a terrible state. And if you look at him, you'll see that he is in a terrible state. He seems gaunt. There are the evidences of old injuries he sustained in the course of his sleepwalking. We don't think that we can wait terribly much longer before dealing with this situation.
And there's absolutely no indication, like, there he just happened to fall asleep one day and just go into this terrible state.
Yes.
So you got Pumbaa, you got...
You may do a knowledge local check on Calcamity to see what you can figure out about him. Anyone who can try this?
Standby.
I'm feeling lazy.
Local is at a plus 9,
it's local,
so
12 right now.
16.
My character really doesn't
care. other people doing knowledge local checks?
12.
I will be in a second, please.
All right.
Yeah,
I rolled a 2.
Well, that doesn't help.
No.
Okay.
My character
20.
Really didn't care.
20, okay.
Oops, I'm sorry, Andrew.
I...
Dice, local 18.
D24.
Oh, here's a picture.
D30. Come on. There.
She looks like a nice bitch.
I kind of just give like a slight nod to Frank's character, and
20.
slight subtle agreement.
So,
I'll take Hawk.
Hawk
is good.
Yes.
Yeah, Hawk.
The highest I've heard was 20 from two people, and with that check, and assuming you confer amongst yourselves, you know the following: Calcamedes is a veteran pathfinder, though his fame does not extend beyond southern Varisia. Although he's now semi-retired and only forwards the occasional report to the Dekemvirate these days, his colleagues continue to respect him for his many prior accomplishments. Late in his career, Calcamedes developed an interest in the lore of the ancient rune lords and the rare heroes who dared to oppose the rune lord's tyranny. He relocated from Absalom to Varisia for the chance to further his study.
All right. Did he have any articles on him? Like any maps or anything that we could possibly use as... see in that area?
You know, I'm not aware of any. However, if you felt like searching his cabin, I'm sure he would be more than willing to allow you to use anything you may find in his aid.
Very well. Thank you. At which point, I like put on my glasses and start kind of rummaging through.
All right.
Right now, Montgomery is kind of just playing, like, the nerd, almost. Like, he makes sure that he has, like, long sleeves. Like, trying to give off the impression he has, like, lanky arms, not really that built.
Okay.
Even though he's incredibly built.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to make a perception check now.
You need to part your hair on the right. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's just... Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, God, I'm playing Superman.
Okay.
Anyway, my perception is, 24. To look for anything of note inside the cabin.
All
revolving
right.
Around maps, maybe a journal.
Anybody
along those
else
lines.
Care to search the cabin?
Yeah, I'll have a look-see. Let's see. What am I using?
Just perception.
Perception.
I'm just looking around right now.
That's not my best.
19.
Plus 4. He's worse than Zygon.
I'll join in the
22.
Search.
Rolled good.
Yeah.
Okay.
24.
I'm looking for anything like a weird secret passage or anything or something.
Yeah. So I think the highest we have right now is 224s.
Okay. The wardrobe in Calcamity's bed chamber contains his outdoor clothing, an explorer's outfit, a pair of strong boots. A drawer in the end table next to Calcamity's bed contains a series of unfinished charts mapping the Fenwall Mountains. There is a stove in the area, it's just a small cabin, really. He's got a bed, he's got a stove, a little table, his wardrobe.
He's Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, when I'm looking through these maps, is there any indication of a place called the Black Edifice?
No, it does not seem to have made any notes. You do find some notes indicating he was looking for the Black Edifice, but you don't find anything indicating where its position might be.
Okay, well, in that case, I put him in my pack, and
guys,
I'll be consulting
them. Why don't we just release him and see what happens?
Yes.
Okay, who was the second person who got the, 24?
Mm-hmm.
You think you might... Something catches your eye in the stove. You want to look more closely?
Oh, indeed.
Okay. Inside the stove, you find... Make a second perception check.
22 this time.
All right. You find two things inside the stove. You find this. A crumpled, slightly burned drawing of some sort of large building in amongst the trees. The other thing you find is a hidden lever at the back of the stove.
Exactly what you were looking for.
I probably didn't find it.
Yeah.
Why did you put a hidden lever at the back of a stove?
Someone who doesn't want to get burned.
24 for knowledge local about the picture.
Mind if I take a gander?
Well, I don't think you learned anything about that picture with that particular thing. It does seem to match... The style of drawing does seem to match the others, like sketches that you found.
Mind if I take a gander?
Okay.
Any particular knowledge?
Looks like a temple.
Tattoos. Okay.
Funky.
I was supposed to be more skilled in the way of traps.
I can disable them.
I can make
them... Take a peek at that, will you?
Oh, okay.
At this point, I kind of just stand to the other side of the room. That said, I'm scratching on my tattoo a little bit.
19.
All right. As far as you can tell, there are no traps in the stove.
I go perfectly fine. Somebody else pull the lever.
I can make a trap there if you want.
Okay.
I'd rather not. Thank you very much.
Trap.
My little friend.
You know the cobalt would fit in.
As you pull the lever, a hidden compartment... pops open in the wall a few feet away, and inside it you find a locked metal chest.
Well,
I pull out a skeleton key. I'm gonna try myself first. 14.
You fail to open the chest. Would you like to try again?
Can't. Not with skeleton keys.
Oh.
Can I try to pick the lock?
Sure.
I brought you here for a reason. You give us a try.
All right, disable device again?
Yeah.
Indeed.
25.
Excellent. You have picked the lock. Inside it, you contain a bracers... You find a set of bracers of armor plus one, a mud-spattered cloak of resistance plus one, an elixir of swimming, a dried gourd containing a potion of cure light wounds, an irregularly shaped mithril flask with jigsaw-like edges containing a potion of hide from undead, which can double as a caltrop or an improvised dagger. You also find a sword.
Sense.
Can I wear bracers of armor with armor, and do they stack?
They do not stack.
They do not.
Useless to me.
Who builds these things?
I'm just assuming that she would have successfully identified these, or else they were labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You also find this. It is a sword.
It is a nice sword.
Ooh.
Or,
mind if I take a gander?
Hey, let me hold that. It's as tall as me. It'll be hilarious.
Imagine you're... Wait, what color is your
cobalt
scale?
Cobalt falls over. We look at cobalt.
But, question, what color are your scales?
Or can we even see that you have scales?
Well, I'm not a chrome...
No, what I'm saying, are you dressed like little ninjas, so you're just completely covered?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Do we know that you're a cobalt?
It's like a... Psycho's a crack.
I think the smell would probably give it away.
Yes,
that could be designed, is it?
Also, the tail.
This glittering blade is clearly defective, with a rippling break running from its tip to its hilt, like a crack in a broken window.
Heck?
Can anybody fix this?
I have the mending spell, but
go ahead and try it.
All right. Well,
who?
I just cast mending on it.
Okay.
So.
Who built this?
Nothing happens.
Knowledge Arcana?
Sure. Spellcraft too?
Yeah, Spellcraft.
Okay.
Both will work.
Both I have. Both I. But I rolled five, so.
I got
15.
Magic. 15.
Yes.
It is definitely magical. You don't know a whole heck of a lot more about it than that. It looks like the flaw was not something that happened to it after it was forged, but may have happened during the forging.
I might have a small hammer nearby.
Small hammer?
I was thinking of taking the hilt apart, see if I can find the manufacturer's mark.
Oh, really?
Who's the sword mage on this?
Huh. I have a traveler's any tool.
I open up my pack and
please do. Okay. All right. As you hand with the hammer, a voice from the sword says, "Oh, no, you don't! Stay away from me with that, boy."
I pull out my bigger sword.
Wait, so is this out loud or telepathic?
I grab the sword, hold
it. It is out loud.
Even better.
Hold my bigger sword like this. Who are you?
Gammon. Gammon the Misforged. Don't ask.
We don't need to ask. You're cracked. And we can tell that from your personality.
Oh, yeah. That's so sensitive. Thank you so much.
We do our best. But
oh, great. The pointed object that's designed to kill people has feelings.
Nah. What's your story?
Fine. Talk.
Who says I'm going to talk to you? I just don't want to be disassembled.
Grab hammer.
Listen, I think...
Can I intimidate the sword?
You can try.
I'm just going to sit back and just take notes. Pull out my notebook. Just observe the
23 to intimidate using a hammer.
Okay, what do you want it to do?
Who are you? What? Apparently you are an intelligent item.
Well, yes. Brilliant observation, genius.
But what we're trying to ask is why were you behind a stove?
Why are you misforged? Why are you behind a stove and what do you do?
Oh, those are awfully personal questions. Jeez, oh, alright, listen, I don't really want to talk about my misforging. It's a personal point. God, what does it matter anyway? But I've been hanging out with Calcamedes for these last few years. He's a swell dude.
Really? Do you know? I at this point, as like I kind of step out of the way and like point to him on the bed, going, "Do you know anything about that?"
No. He just started doing it a few weeks ago.
What was he doing when he started doing that?
Well, he went to bed, and then he started sleepwalking.
What happened the day before he went to bed?
We wandered around the mountains for a while.
Why does he hide you?
Because I'm valuable, dumbass.
Honestly, because you're fucking annoying.
Honestly, though, I think it's all of the above, I think. That said, I know exactly where to hide him if he gets noisy.
So, where precisely is your mouth, out of curiosity? How do you talk?
Probably the hole in the center.
I have no mouth. I am resonating at specific wavelengths in order to make the air emit these sounds.
That sounds
so there's no way to actually make you shut up.
That's right.
Oh, there's
a
way.
I stick him in my scabbard. Pull him back out.
That wasn't very nice.
Well, listen, we're trying...
We're trying to help him.
Like, we're trying to help Calcomedies. We're trying to get away that. Would you know anything what he was doing in the mountains? Like, were you looking for anything specific?
Well, we've been exploring. I think he was looking for some joint called the Black Edifice, but we never caught any sight of it.
Yeah.
Black Edifice? What is that?
No idea.
It's an edifice, and it's black.
Good.
Okay, now
glad
who's
someone's
the genius?
On top of that.
That said...
Knowledge local? we're gonna describe that.
Okay.
15.
Knowledge local wouldn't help you in this case anyhow.
Knowledge planes.
Alright, here's a cool one.
I'm gonna try knowledge planes.
Like,
try history.
Damn it, the one thing I don't have.
I am Groot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Short Groot.
Well done.
Well, in that case, well, we're going to come loose, so... would you want to come along? You might be able to give us some insight.
Yeah, we got to.
Absolutely. Somebody else gets to hold me, though. Not this chump.
I wouldn't mind carrying him. He seems like an upstanding fellow. I'll talk
dibs.
To him.
I call dibs. I get it.
I think he got there first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Besides.
He didn't say dibs.
He's too big for you.
What? Sort of as big as you are.
Yeah, it's funny.
But yeah, so at this point I just take it and I was like,
fine.
Okay, I'll put you right next to my books.
I am sheathing
well,
yeah. to you.
You do some pretty heavy reading, man.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Alright, so you're here to help Calcamedes then?
Yes, and we're just about to cut him loose. Is there any other questions? Or shall we head out?
Remind me, what wakes him up? Anything?
Seems to wake up when the sun comes up.
What time of day is it out?
But the entire night, he can't wake up.
That's right. And it's sundown. It's just finished being sundown.
Okay, in that case, like...
I guess that's
well, right me. Before you... know what? You come loose now, and I'm going to go take a quick leak.
Hey, are you just going to let him wander around in his nightgown?
Yes.
No.
Where are those boots?
They're in the closet, or wardrobe, rather.
Sticks the boots on him. The grand jobs of a superhero.
At this point, right as they're getting ready to cut him loose, I step outside. I actually put the sword, like, kind of prop it up against the door, walk around the back end. At this point, it's been 5 minutes transitioning to...
And you come back 5 minutes later and go, wow,
and
you haven't changed a bit.
As you come in, holy cow, that was some leak, man. Hey, who are you anyway?
No, at this point, yes, I kind of do the Superman transition. Like, my little nerdy glasses are off. Like, I'm more in a more fine-tuned cloak. I'm doing the full 9 yards. At this
and
point, I'm just getting...
Are you wearing full plate? Because full plate
no.
in and of itself takes more than 5 minutes.
I'm not wearing it. It's still on my backpack. I can put it on as a standard action.
Saren Swift Gertie.
That wonderful spell.
Yes, when you go Gadget Zygon.
I have my backpack.
And, when you switch, you have to say Blabbering Blatherskite.
Yeah. you're not the most... You're definitely not going to be the most subtle one of our little group.
Okay. I'll dress him up and also attach a rope to him in case he gets a little too far away. I said to our cliff.
Oh, so you're putting him on a leash? Okay.
Yes. That's probably a very intelligent move.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I am now standing
not too
outside.
Tight on those knots. He bruises like a peach.
Put it around his waist, not around his neck.
I hear he used to be pretty strong.
I know how Daddy works.
The other lady said he fell off a cliff. Let's see if you can get him to do that again. It'd be pretty funny.
She's still there. She thinks this is all hysterical.
Yeah, but I'm currently sitting outside as Rev.
Okay.
Or Raz, I'm sorry.
All right.
I go to Sheila Highmark's, and you thought this was a good idea.
I still do. Because I can see further in the matters of the society than you.
You just
want to see what happens, don't you?
No, I generally want Calcamedes cured. He's a good man who has been doing good work and is deeply afflicted.
I yell from outside, just hurry the fuck up, let's go.
Okay,
all right.
So,
finally.
Point,
I pick up the sword and go, you two are made for each other. Mm. And throw you the sword.
I thought so too!
Don't worry. I'm suddenly starting to regret this. Raz is a little bit more pessimistic.
Okay.
Who's
so,
right?
I've double swords far more annoying this guy.
I also look at him going, well, that guy's about as stealthy as you are.
I'm actually quite stealthy. When I'm not wearing my armor.
Clankety, clank, clank, clank.
So I'm going to hear four people stealthy behind me,
Please.
And I'm the
What's
one I've heard you the guy for a while.
Chaotic neutral. Both as rats.
Alright. In fact, let's just go around alignment.
In my vigilante form, lawful evil.
Okay.
Chaotic good.
Mm-hmm.
Chaotic neutral, as we went through.
Chaotic neutral for vigilante.
Okay.
Lawful neutral.
Okay. Quite the mixed batch.
I'm glad somebody isn't lawful good. The mask would create issues.
Indeed.
Whatever gets the job done.
Sure. I can admire that.
Okay, so...
But you have a code of honor. I just do what I need to do. Anyway...